Chapter 1. Terry Johnson was a tall man of 6'4", good-looking for his 65 years, who worked out in the gym every day at dawn. With a long thin nose, a square jaw, plus dimples in his cheeks, he had a nice friendly smile. Terry was a successful businessman in the aviation industry, selling Lear jets to corporations as well as rich Chinese individuals. He was on a month-long trip to the Lion City. After a long day at the office, he was now relaxing in the back seat of his air-conditioned chauffeur-driven limo. Terry's trip only had 6 days to go, so he was looking forward to going back to his home in Warwickshire, England. He knew the driver of the limousine as Sammy, who didn't have a lot going for him. He was a fat, short man of only 5 foot tall. He was of Chinese origin and had slits for his black eyes, a flat nose, and thin lips. Terry would stop at a local bar for a few beers to unwind on his way back to the hotel. Tonight was one of those nights. After a few beers, half drunk, he decided to leave the bar and head back to the hotel. Later, on the way back to the hotel, Sammy the driver declared that he was a Buddhist and had been all his life. He spoke in broken English. "Sir, are you interested in religion?" Terry wasn't interested in religious affairs and replied that no, he wasn't into religion at all. Then the driver asked Terry if he was interested in ghosts at all. To which Terry replied, "No, I'm not interested in ghosts, and I don't believe in ghosts." "Have you heard of the baby spirits?" "No, I haven't heard of the baby spirits. What's that all about?" "I've got 5 baby spirits working for me," said the driver in a proud voice. "What do you mean you've got 5 baby spirits working for you?" asked Terry. "I'm saving my money up to buy a 6th baby spirit. The baby spirits do anything I want them to do for me, sir."
"Like what?"
"For one, they make me prosperous. For two, they will protect me and attack my enemies if I want them to." Curious, Terry asked the driver how he obtained these so-called baby spirits. The driver looked at Terry in his rearview mirror and spoke, "Well, for a start, we must get a real baby to get its spirit." Yawning in boredom, Terry said, "How do you get a real baby, Sammy?" calling the driver by his first name. The driver looked in the rearview mirror again and gave a cough, then said, "Well, first we must get a woman to get her pregnant. Then we wait until the woman is 7 or 8 months pregnant. Then we get the baby out of her." Terry interjected and said in an angry voice, "You take the baby fetus from the woman at 7 or 8 months old? That's murder, Sammy." "The woman is paid very well, sir, at the beginning of her getting pregnant." Unperturbed, the black-eyed driver continued with his tale. "Then we put the baby in the hot sun to bake on the rooftops. Next, we pray and chant over the dead baby for 40 days. Then we take that baby's spirit to work for us." Terry was angry with the driver and said again that what he was doing was an act of murder. The driver was unimpressed with his passenger's anger, saying, sticking his chest out, he said in a proud voice, "You are a foreigner here. We Buddhists have been doing this ritual for years and years." Terry had one last question to ask the driver. "So you already have 5 baby spirits working for you? That's 5 dead baby fetuses," Terry thought. "How many more do you want?" "I want 10 babies working for me in the future. I'm halfway there." "That's 5 more murders. 5 more people's lives to be snuffed out like a candle. Where does this practice originate from, Sammy?" The driver turned his head towards Terry and said, "In Bangkok, Thailand, sir." Terry didn't sleep well that night, thinking about the babies murdered by the driver, and no doubt his friends too. He thought about reporting it to the city police, but what could they do? These women were paid cash for their babies in advance, and doing this of their own volition. He was thinking how he could put a stop to this horrific practice, or at least raise some kind of public awareness about these atrocities. It originated in Bangkok, Thailand, that much he knew. He wondered how he could stop this practice. Maybe he could go to Thailand, talk to the right people at the top, and those poor women at the bottom of the food chain, the ones who gave up their babies for what would amount to a few hundred pitiful dollars for a life. He decided to go to Thailand and find out more about this abominable practice. He wondered what his work would have to say about his up-and-coming trip to Thailand, although he had some time off owed to him. He didn't know how long it would take. He couldn't stand by and watch while hundreds of babies were being sacrificed. He knew he had to do something about it, but what?